Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Receive, O Mary Virgin pure, within your chaste and blessed womb, the saving word proclaimed for all, proceeding from the Father's mouth. The fruitful Spirit's shadow comes and fills you now with heaven's light, that you may carry Christ the Lord, the Father's own co-equal Son. She is the sacred temple gate, forever sealed and barred to all, yet for the heavenly Prince alone, the blessed threshold opens wide. Foretold by prophets long ago, and born before the morning star, the one proclaimed by Gabriel is Christ the Lord come down to earth. Rejoice together, angel hosts. Let all the people sing for joy. The Most High comes a humble child to save and ransom what was lost. To you, O Christ, most loving King, and to the Father glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. The Lord will come from his holy place to save his people. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her. So the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart, but the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord will come from his holy place to save his people. Zion is our mighty citadel. Our saving Lord is its wall and defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has a rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Zion is our mighty citadel, our saving Lord its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Lord, make known your will throughout all the earth. Proclaim your salvation to every nation. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, by your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, make known your will throughout all the earth. Proclaim your salvation to every nation. We eagerly await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Ora dixiesi, quistas in signum populorum, superquem continebunt reges ossum, quem gentes deprecabuntur, veniat liberandum nos, iam nolit ardare. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ora dix Iesu, quis das in signum populorum, superquem continebunt reges ossum, quem gentes deprecabuntur, veniat liberandum nos, iam noli tardare. Lord, may the world know your justice which the heavens proclaim. May your glory fill the earth. Come, Lord Jesus. For us you took upon yourself the weakness of man. Protect us with the strength of your own divine life. Come to those imprisoned in the darkness of ignorance. Show them the radiance of your own divine light. In your humility as a man you took away our sin. Now in your glory grant us true happiness. When you come in glory to judge us, gather the dead into your kingdom. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world, grant, we pray, that we may venerate with integrity of faith the mystery of so wondrous an incarnation, and always celebrate it with due reverence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.